A month ago, a devastating storm ravaged three countries on the southeast coast of Africa. Cyclone Idai killed more than 1,000 people in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. Today, people in Zimbabwe gathered under more rain to celebrate Independence Day, 39 years since the end of British rule there. And for the first 37 years of independence, Zimbabweans had just one ruler, President Robert Mugabe. Now Emmerson Mnangagwa is in charge. The BBC's Shingai Nyoka was in the capital Harare for today's ceremonies.
It was quite a damp anniversary this year. Lots of rain, but tens of thousands of people came out for the military parades, for the displays and the music concerts. It's quite a festive occasion, but generally people are asking what has changed, and I think that was one of the main issues at this year's independence.
So Independence Day today, but it's been a month or so since the destruction of Cyclone Idai. What kind of damper did that put on festivities today?
Well, that was one of the issues that was raised by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who led the celebrations, is that Zimbabwe might be celebrating. But he also alluded to the fact that Zimbabweans had really shown the spirit of unity by coming together, donating clothes and food. A lot of volunteer doctors and aid workers went out there to assist, and he commended that.
What are things like after the cyclone?
Many people are still trying to rebuild, and the operation that started all those weeks ago is still not over, and not all of the people have been recovered. The government and even private sector companies have been out there to try to remove some of the stones. I mean, we talk about a cyclone, but I think the reasons for the devastation is the fact that these granite boulders came crashing down from the mountains into these people's homes and burying some of these communities. And so there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. The roads have been opened up to access some of these areas, but still people are looking for their loved ones that they lost.
What about the meaning of these celebrations, this Independence Day celebration, since Emmerson Mnangagwa was elected leader last year? How are people marking this day differently than other Independence Days in the past?
You'll remember last year, Emmerson Mnangagwa had been in power for about 6 months, had swept into power through this military coup, and there was still a lot of optimism. He was making the right moves, saying the right things in terms of ending corruption, declaring financial interests among his government officials, warning that there'd be arrests for corruption. But a year later, the mood has changed quite dramatically. None of those top officials that he arrested have been successfully prosecuted. The economy has worsened, in fact, worse so than it was under President Robert Mugabe. The price of bread doubled this week. The price of fuel doubled in January. And so people are still trying to understand why this is happening when there were so many promises for change that Emmerson Mnangagwa made when he came into power 18 months ago.
Speaking of change, Shingai, outside of Zimbabwe, as you know, there are rumblings of an African spring in Sudan and Algeria. Next month in South Africa, there are elections. What do all these developments mean for Zimbabweans?
Well, Zimbabweans are watching all of the events happening around Africa with a great deal of interest. There have been a lot of lessons learnt from the way Emmerson Mnangagwa took power. And many people are hoping that in Sudan, the same lessons will be learnt. In Algeria, the same lessons will be learnt. That just because you change a person at the top, it doesn't mean that the whole system has been dismantled. The military that propped Robert Mugabe is still propping Emmerson Mnangagwa. They've now been given these positions within government, but that very little in terms of the power has changed. And I think that's the biggest advice that Zimbabweans would give to the Sudanese and to Algerians, is that make sure that the whole system is dismantled once and for all.
My BBC colleague Shingai Nyoka speaking with us from Harare, the Zimbabwean capital. Thanks very much.
Thank you.